Christmas tree time. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The holidays at the White House are off to an official start this week as the First Lady welcomes the arrival of the White House Christmas trees. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
The sounds Monday of a horse-drawn wagon bringing up to the White House the official White House Christmas trees, one for the Blue Room, one for the Oval Office, one for the Bush's private residence. Also in that wagon, members of the Botek family of Pennsylvania. They won the Christmas tree growing contest nationally and the honor of supplying the White House trees. Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Efland says having a White House indoor tree began in 1889 with President Benjamin Harrison.
That was about the time when Christmas was becoming a really big celebration that people made into a family celebration, and Harrison wanted to have something like that at the White House.
That tree was lit by candles, of course.
And then in 1895, Grover Cleveland's wife had them electrify it. So in 1895, the indoor tree got electric lights.
So the tradition continues with First Lady Laura Bush on hand Monday to receive this year's trees.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And the Christmas tree business here for Tennessee farmers is picking up. Paul Smith, manager of Ripshin Tree Farm in Carter County, says they are shipping out over 10,000 Fraser firs this season.
Biggest customers is in New York, and then we got one down at Follett, Tennessee, and some in Knoxville, and up in Washington, D.C., or out from Washington, that Fairfax, little town up there.
Now, Ripshin Tree Farm has about 100 acres of Fraser firs. They've been in business since 1953, and they do operate a small choose-and-cut business, but the majority is wholesale. And there are several Tennessee Christmas tree farms out there, and you can find a directory at picktnproducts.org. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.